This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I tell you.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk about intersectional and inclusive feminism in a male-dominated environment. My name is Amanda, and with me today is my lovely, amazing, wonderful co-host, Moni, and Dick Cock.
It's Cock Dick, I think you'll find.
Oh, sorry.
Cock Dick, I think you'll find. I remember last time we edited that shit out, and now we're just introducing people like this. We've really grown as a podcast.
I said cock sick then. That's when it hits the back of the throat.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I introduced them incorrectly. We have Ben and Ed from Swapping Joysticks.
Hello.
But you had to think for a second.
I absolutely had to think about names that weren't cock and dick.
Wow, it's understandable. You know, you look at us and that's immediately what you think of.
No offense
taken. Don't worry.
Well, the reason why we have those two weirdos on is because we thought our audience might want to hear more of them too, even though Twitch all knows them already anyway, more or less, some more, some less. But we have a couple of nice listeners still that don't know you, so that this is why we were thinking, let's introduce you to the people that listen to our podcast.
What? And then we had the thought that maybe this was a mistake.
I not say much when both of the co-hosts are resigned to drinking. I did say that I didn't have a glass of wine, but I did find in my fridge some pink gin and tonic.
Perfect.
That says chill me on it. And I've actually forgot as well that I have a nice bottle of gin, so I can keep topping it up until it's pure gin.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. You and gin is not a good idea. I think that's a bad, bad choice.
It'll be fun, right? I'm going to open it now.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Also, that looks like cheers. The tiniest can.
It's true.
I mean, I've just got very big hands, you know that.
Anyway.
Well, so...
Yes, money, take control.
I don't know how good I'm going to do that. If you don't know Ben and Ed yet, what's wrong with you? That's my first question. And my second
is
question
is... that a rhetorical
is,
question? Or
something's
is that
about to be wrong with you.
No. But you are also... Tell us the story of your podcast, please. Just because we want... So in essence, for our listeners who don't know us, Ben and Ed have the podcast that's called Swapping Joysticks. They are kind of an alternate universe version of this one.
That's kind of accurate.
One is really organized. One is a fucking mess. And, and they talk about...
Which one?
They talk about... Which one? They also talk about video games and cool things and are very smart sometimes, sometimes maybe not. And they're also quite dirty and filthy, so I think you would really enjoy listening to them. And they focus on queer content as well, so the perfect match in a way. But tell us more about you, please.
Well, Ed's better with the words, but... I guess the podcast has been around, well, like my podcast and stuff have been around longer than Ed has. I think last time I was on...
You started a good, 30-odd years ago, yeah?
How dare you? You're older than me, you're the daddy. So back in the day, I think I was doing a podcast called... Was I doing a podcast, Click, Click, Play, the last time I was on with you?
Yes.
Maybe.
It was on a hiatus.
I think it was on hold. Yeah.
Yes.
It was on hold, and then that was ditched because, the people I was with were all right, but one of them went a bit kind of supportive of Jordan B. Peterson. So I was like, okay, maybe not. I did see his poster actually on the train to work today, and I was very tempted to commit criminal damage, but I didn't. So
oh, look at you
that's
go.
All good. yeah, very restrained. But yeah, I used to do one based on Giant Bomb. Giant Bomb, weirdly enough, I watched a cricket. I watched that. These are these American video game site, which is kind of dispersed now. Well, they've changed a lot, but they were covering a cricket game and they're American and have no idea about cricket. And it was the funniest thing, funniest video I've ever seen, because they had just no idea what to do in this. And that made me go find their other stuff and watch this podcast. And then every week they were pushing out this sometimes 2.5, nearly 3 hour podcast just on video games. And I used to do a lot of traveling, so I used to listen to it every single week, was obsessed. And I was like, oh, I want to talk about video games. So I did that with my friend Jordan and a few others, got going. But it kind of died out because we were all quite different people. And then as the pandemic hit, everybody got a little bit more familiar with people that were closer to themselves and closer to their hobbies. And that's when I found this one and we got chatting. And well, Ed, I'll let you continue because you know words and things.
Well, I guess you were looking for an expert. And unfortunately, you stumbled upon me.
I mean, this is the understatement of the fucking century.
Stumbled? Fumbled?
I mean, that's not what I meant, oh. You dickhead.
Fumbled across Ed.
Well, I guess I started watching Ben's Twitch stream because I was looking for people to interview. And for some reason...
Celebrities.
Lol. Like,
maybe Z-list if you're lucky.
Oh, I am. Dead.
So I, at the time, was doing some freelance writing for Gaming Magazine, Gaming with a Y, and I had a column called Streamer Spotlight, where I was interviewing different streamers, LGBT plus streamers on Twitch, about their experience of being queer online. And I needed someone to start with, and this was during the pandemic when Animal Crossing was huge. Ooh. So looking for Animal Crossing streamers, saw this one.
Immediately had regrets.
Yeah. And then clicked follow, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all do that.
Yeah.
We all have regrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, interviewed Ben, which was the first column, which was really fun, and we had a good laugh. And so from there, we became friends and started hanging out in Ben's stream. And then it was later on in that year that we just kind of got talking about sort of stream content, really, and decided, well, actually, why don't we do a podcast together?
Yeah, I think I asked you because I was like, I really enjoyed, I remember asking you because I used to love doing Click Click Play. Before that, I don't think anybody here will remember it, but it was called Pretty Flycast, which was a cool name because if you search for that.
That's a terrible name.
It's a great name. It had a great logo as well. But
I mean, yeah, I doubt that very much.
I would like to see logo proof.
There is content. There is actually, like, there'll be a few episodes available, I'm sure, somewhere. But yeah, we did Pretty Flycast, and then it was into Click Click Play, and then yes. But I still I enjoy doing it because I just, you know, I'm a typical kind of white dude who just likes to talk about his interest. And somebody was saying that the reason why I like white dudes love podcasts is because they feel like that's the only time that they can kind of properly have a conversation, you know, with their friends about something that they're interested in, because apparently they don't just like hang out and have, you know, meet up for a reason. You know, there has to be a specific reason for them to hang out with each other, so they all start podcasts, which I kind of I can see that. No, Ed,
what a ridiculous statement.
Well, you wouldn't know, you're not straight. Yeah, definitely not. And yeah, so I was like, well, I really enjoy hanging out with you, but I know you're like a games journalist, you know a lot about video games. I'm like, this will be absolutely perfect, but you seem to be an obsessive workaholic, so you probably don't have time in your incredibly busy schedule. So
wow, read me.
I mean,
so I thought, okay, you know what,
those are facts if I ever heard one.
So I remember sending you a message saying, like, and I remember putting all the positives in that and being like, oh, this would be able to do this and this and this, and you reply back with like, oh, that's a great idea. And yeah, I was very excited.
The thing is, Ben is someone who is not always the most organized.
How dare you?
Shocking.
And isn't always on top of things, but occasionally will have a spurt of energy that Ben will suddenly just achieve a million things in one.
I have to ask, I have to ask you, Ed, like, what is it like to have a co-host like that? I mean, I don't have any personal experience with one of these chaos gremlins who gets these bursts of energy. So, like, just, you know, one podcast co-host to another, like, what's it like to have a really weird co-host like that? You know, just no experience.
It's pretty devastating to have a weird co-host, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. You kind of just have to go with the flow and put up with it, because they're the kind of people that just will never change, no matter how much you try. You just have to accept that you're going to have to be the organized one. And occasionally they might chip in with something.
Occasionally.
But just make sure that what they chip in with is something they're actually good at.
Yeah, I'll get the burst of energy, the ideas and stuff, and give it to you, and then you'll kind of organize it, make it, and then be like, right, you need to think about this, you need to think about this, you need to think about this, bring me a plan by this time on Friday, I will approve it, make changes, and then we will, you know, enact this plan.
It's more like, I will have an idea, but then I think, I'm going to sit on this for however long until I've plucked up the courage to say, yep, actually, yes, I'm going to go through with that. That, out of context, is going to sound really bad.
I'm just going to sit on it for a while.
That's okay. I actually asked Moni yesterday if she had time for me to float a turd to her, because I wanted to see if my idea was good or not.
Is that Canadian phrase?
It was a good turd, by the way.
It was a very good turd, yeah.
It was.
It was.
However, Ben is someone who you will just have an idea and go, yep, I'm doing it. And suddenly the next day it's like, right, I've got a name, I've got a plan, I've got a website, I've got this. And I was like, oh shit, okay, we are actually going to do this then. This wasn't just chat. This is actually following through. Okay, sure, let's do it.
Don't follow through when you're sitting on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was just before Christmas 2020. I believe, which is when we did our first episode.
Yes,
it was back in December.
Still listen to it. Still available on our.
And that wasn't this name of the podcast, right? That was a previous iteration.
Indeed, which was called Ben.
To think for a second. Finally, I've got it out of my head, and now I'm going to have it in there, and then just keep referring it to it as the old name for forever. Now, it was called Split the Screen.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So Ben came up with a lot of the general good stuff things around it, really. And then I came up with the general structure of the content. And so we basically decided that we would start with... So we'll basically have like three sections. So we will chat about what games we've been playing recently. We will talk about what's in the news, which is me, because I'm now a games journalist. So I just talk about my job for like 10 minutes. And then we would have a topic of the week where we would discuss some sort of topic that was probably relevant to the news. and then we'd also get opinion from people in chat. And that's one of the really nice things, and maybe you both can also relate to this. One of the nice things about doing a podcast on Twitch is that you've got the chat there. So you've got people interacting with you live. So it's not just a load of straight white dudes sat having a conversation with each other. It's you're actually there with an audience and interacting with people. And that means that the podcast goes on for twice as long as it needs to, but it makes it a lot more fun and a lot more interactive.
One of the later things which I'm going to take credit for, which was a great idea. I was reading something on this website called Eurogamer, and every Friday they say what they've been playing. And then a lot of people in the comments bring out their unwanted opinions, and they just start spewing about what they've been playing. And I was like, you know what? That would work really well in the podcast. So we explain what we've been playing, but quite often we've been playing the same thing for maybe a few weeks.
I've spent 120 hours playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and that took however many weeks of, I'm still playing it, I haven't got any further, which makes for a thrilling podcast.
So we did the question. So the question of the day in my Discord is now on a Thursday. It's what have you been playing? Give us a little review. And honestly, like we've only been doing it for a few weeks, but seeing so many people's responses, giving us like a real kind of, you know, full blown review of what they've been playing and what they've been enjoying that week has opened up our eyes to so many new games, games that we've not really heard about. In fact, two people were talking about Farthest Frontier and saying how much they loved it. And then I saw it on Steam the next day. Downloaded it, and then streamed it for a whole day and absolutely loved it. So, yeah, involving the community in that way was actually really, I've enjoyed doing, you know, seeing what people have been playing and now having that as a permanent feature. So it's still growing, even though we've been streaming for, I'll be doing the podcast on and off for 2 years. There's still like new things that we keep adding.
Yeah, we had a hiatus for a while and then we came back a few months ago and decided to change the name.
Sorry. So Danny in the chat says, not me playing Valhalla while I'm lurking and listening, being called out. Are you in your 300th hour yet, Danny?
So we brought it back, but we decided that we wanted to change the name because we wanted to sort of branch outwards and not just have the podcast on Twitch, but also include it on YouTube and start doing some other content as well. And Spit the Screen was taken. So instead, get back in your box, Ben. So instead, we came up with a new name, which took a lot of thought, a lot of time and lots of ideas. But we eventually came up with swapping joysticks.
Still upset we never got sweaty joysticks. Thanks.
Well, there were different iterations of joysticks. Sweaty joysticks was never going to happen.
Oh, sticky joysticks?
Also not going to happen.
Yeah. Taking joysticks?
No. But
what other iteration was there? I don't remember now. You had one that you then used that was...
Splitting? Yeah, splitting joysticks was the one we called it for a while. We kept accidentally referring to it. And sharing joysticks, that was it.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah, sharing.
There we go. But yeah, it's joysticks, it's gaming, it's kind of innuendo, it's swapping
kinda.
Stories about gaming. Yeah, kinda.
Have you seen the logo that Money made?
Absolute filth.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We can bring back the Dancing Rector one if you want.
Nope. And so here we are with swapping joysticks. I guess that's the story.
Yeah.
Or at least that's as much detail as you're getting.
Yeah. That's fair. Nothing about that hiatus. But anyway, yeah, long story short, I'm long story short, in like 3 weeks I'm moving in with Ed. I mean, that is the end goal.
I'm not gonna move in with you, Amanda, I'm sorry.
I have a spare room and everything.
So did Ed. Not anymore now. But you also kind of started to focus a bit more on, because before, while you were still splitting the screen, while you obviously were always really filthy and everything, and always brought your own perspectives into it as well as two quite gay men, I would say.
Quiet.
Quiet. Well, quiet. You're not quiet.
We're neither quiet.
But you also then started to bring that part more into focus in your content, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the branding of it, it's definitely there. I think ultimately it's just about, you know, talk about what you know. And it's not something that we're ever going to hide. But it's nice to be more open about that, if that can help to bring in a community. And it's something that we talk about more in terms of the news stories that we cover. We'll always, you know, look out for LGBT plus gaming news and make sure that that is something that we discuss. And that's the audience. It's not exclusively LGBT, but, you know, we want to be open and accepting to everyone. And a lot of the guests that we've had on in the past as well, we went through a stage of having a different guest on every week, which, as I'm sure you will know, is very stressful.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gone back to just the two of us, although we will definitely have more guests in future. But the guests we brought on were generally often streamers, often LGBT streamers, not exclusively. But that definitely brought that kind of angle to it as well.
I mean, you just also cannot keep up with constant outreach to people and being like, organizing dates and shit every week. That's just not doable. And especially when you, because you also had like bigger people like from the games companies people on as well, and it's just all gets way more difficult the higher profile people you get on your podcast. And it's not just your friend being like, will you be on next week, like,
or it's not everyone that you can message the morning of the podcast and say, hey, can you come on today and talk about Elden Ring? And I'm like, I just woke up. Sure.
Well, like, that follows our conversation of one of us is organized, one of us isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were good at, but also you've got the like the Twitter tick, so you can go and like slide into people's DMs, and they usually will.
Oh,
whereas
that
me,
means nothing.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was great getting Kelsey on though from Annapurna. That was definitely someone
who
I loved to bits, and she was fantastic on the podcast. She was, and then like yeah, a few weeks she was there going, "Oh yeah, we're recording the." Well, she said that there's an Annapurna showcase coming up, and I loved us like quizzing her saying, "We're going to see you on there. We're going to see you." She was like, "Nope, I'm not going to say anything." And then, lo and behold, she was like presenting the thing.
Wow!
Yeah. It was so having people like that on is great. But yeah, having it there's maybe something like that who you know someone who's quite special or who's got like a unique perspective on the games industry that we might not have, but just have her someone like that like once every couple of months or something would make it. Yeah, it makes it a little bit more exciting and a bit more special when we do get a guest like that on.
And it broadens the audience and brings new people in.
That too.
Networking.
It also makes it more exciting for you too.
Networking.
Because,
speaking of which, do you know the most, Swapping Joysticks, the biggest, the most downloads we've ever had? Do you know who the guest was? Amanda.
Look at you go.
The most view, the most downloads we've ever had was Amanda's.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's because I shared it with my Canadian Elden Ring friends, and they're big nerds.
Oh, Canadian Elden Ring. Is that like a very close community?
Yes, there are three of us in it.
Oh, more than three people downloaded it, but maybe they listened
maybe
multiple
four.
Times.
Well, that's cool. Look at that. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fun facts. So what my question is gone from my head, so I'm going to make up another
just
one.
Have a drink of that wine.
Okay.
It'll come back. The wine holds all the memories.
Yes. Always, always drink when doing interviews.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That went very well for us in the previous episodes.
It's excellent though that we're actually talking about swapping joysticks and not something that Monty and I had not prepared for at all. So, this is going better.
Did you not prepare?
What do you mean?
The last
what
time
you referring
the
to?
Last time we had Ben on was to interview Ben and talk about Ben. And Ben was like, actually, let's talk about the Me Too movement on Twitch. And Monty and I were like, what?
Did I say that?
Let's do it. Yep, you did say that.
Let's talk about Fortnite and Lady Spider-Man crossover that's happening.
No.
I'm not prepared for that, and you aren't either, because neither do are you playing Fortnite in the last couple of weeks, and you have zero pop culture fucking knowledge, so you're the last person to talk about Fortnite and Miss Spider-Man crossover.
That it's the new season, it's all about Goo, and it's bringing in Into the Spider-Verse characters, so actually you two will probably really enjoy it.
Take it all back.
The thing is, what's her name? Lady Spider-Man? I saw the
you
hand come out of the goo.
Gwen?
Gwen Stefani. So I saw her hand coming out of the goo. And I was like, that looks like Spider-Verse kind of. But I knew it was because there's also the Fortnite kind of cartoony vibe. So I was like, oh, maybe it's that. But the fact that it's the Spider-Verse kind of crossover, I might have to go in. Can you get Miles Morales?
I mean, if it's Spider-Verse, you've got to get Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't just.
I mean, we could always bring back the Geek Herring Fortnite stream. That happened once. It could happen twice.
That happened once? I don't even remember that.
We were drinking.
That would explain it.
We can all be the different Spider-Man people. I'm guessing you can get all the different like other characters from it.
Sounds amazing. Let's do it.
Maybe.
Let's do it. We could do what did you say? Swapping herrings?
Yes. And
the drink version?
Yes.
So we can have Swapping Herrings, the game version with drinks or something?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks, we go fishing in Fortnite.
Fishing mini game.
Didn't make that sound inviting.
Oh.
Ed just pulls that face when he hears the word Fortnite.
Actually, the best time I ever had playing Fortnite was going fishing with Charlie and Bayleaf for 3 hours. It was awesome.
I don't mind Fortnite. I've never done fishing in it, though.
It was good. It was a good time.
How many brown snappers
really
did Bailey fish?
12.
You're such an asshole.
So what is the future of swapping joysticks? What do you hope to have? Like, where do you want it to go?
Well, we have an announcement. We're actually stopping it.
Oh. No, not. Well, that was the podcast. Bye. Yeah. Have a nice time.
You think there's a plan in our future?
I just remembered a few minutes ago that we've got the podcast tomorrow. I totally had no idea.
Great.
Didn't even do it last
week. So apparently we're going to do one tomorrow. I'll probably find some news to talk about. And Ben will chat shit about something he's done this week.
As usual.
No, tomorrow's podcast will be entirely dedicated to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We'll be talking about her favorite games.
And you will walk across along the queue.
She's actually a massive fan of Jack and Daxter. Nintendo. Not many people knew that. Yeah. Pop Idol, Pop Stars the Game. Do you remember that one? Or was it Pop Idol?
You joke, but the number of websites that are now trying to shoehorn in like Queen stuff into gaming, all these things about like the Queen and the Golden Wii and stuff like that, like, no, it's not relevant. Please don't.
How many of Eurogamer done?
Zero.
Oh.
And it will stay.
I mean, because it's mainly for SEO reasons, right? Because no other fucking reason to write an article about this.
I mean, yeah, it's for SEO because that's the main news, but also we've then had a Nintendo Direct and a PlayStation State of Play, and there's the Tokyo Game Show this week. Just write about that.
Mm.
Just stick to gaming.
Tears of a Kingdom.
No, Ben,
Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, is it?
Thank
why is
you
it
very much.
Tears. It's tears, like a torn kingdom.
I think it's both because it's the tears that you're going to have to collect. No. But also, it's the kingdom has been torn apart.
But
which is why there's got malice pouring out of it.
What's the Japanese name?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears. Or tears. Tears. Because it'll be in Japanese.
Right. I tried to be very clever earlier. We're on a tangent. I tried to be very clever earlier, and I Google translated the Japanese title, and it is very specifically, literally spelled out, tears, as in crying tears.
Oh, but aren't they spelled the same way?
Well, maybe not in Japanese, no. though.
Yeah, I mean, in English they are. But surely they've done that on purpose. To get
why would they
talking.
Just do that for the English version and not the other versions?
I mean, if it's tears, though, what else would you want to call it? Like, water running out of your eyes of the kingdom or something? Like, there's no other word that you can use anyway. So it needs to be tears.
Eye leaking of a kingdom.
Yeah.
But you are not collecting sadness. You're collecting tears and going to dungeons.
They might be happy tears.
Leaks of the kingdom.
Eye drops. Eye droplets.
I love that people suggest that that's why the Nintendo Direct wasn't streamed live in the UK. Was because it was 100% tears of the kingdom.
100%. I will throw out there that, I mean, firstly, Nintendo are very cautious about these things. Secondly, its UK office is in Windsor, so it's right next to the castle.
Oh. And I mean, also with this news, you feel like you can't really put... I mean, it's a very, very unfortunate coincidence, let's be honest.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, Amanda asked us a question. The future of the podcast, I mean, we'll just keep going as long as people listen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I think we would definitely like to have some more guests on and do that. And we will definitely keep pushing the YouTube side of things and some more video content. We have a series at the moment, which I dread to bring up.
Oh, God, I hate
Formula Joysticks.
Face.
Now, or FJ for short. Now, Ben is a big Formula One fan.
Hey.
I haven't been in the past, but I've now got scuppered into it. And so we decided to do a series of videos where each week of the Formula One, we would race each other and do a full Grand Prix in the same location that it is in reality. And we're recording that as a YouTube video and putting it online. And it is causing a lot of stress.
I mean...
It's very visible on screen for people who haven't seen it. It's like, you can almost, like, grasp it.
Taste it?
Just by watching it. And yeah, you can also taste it.
The dynamic of our relationship as well. Like, you can see when Ed's getting very stressed and I'm trying to calm him down, being incredibly happy that I'm winning and...
I'm poking the bear.
Yeah.
I'm making it worse.
Because, yeah, spoiler alert, but at the start of the season, the first few races, Ed did very well. Lately, the last few races, things are
these were unfortunate incidents. This has nothing to do with Ed's skill to drive the races.
Thank you,
it's just
you
a bit shit.
He was driving on his own and he somehow managed to total his car. Couldn't even get around a corner.
I mean, That was the game. That tore a wheel off. Game.
Yeah, the wheel didn't just fall off itself. It was driven into a barrier by somebody who couldn't keep the car on its track. 30 seconds in the lead it was.
I don't wish to talk about this anymore. I'm sorry I brought it up.
It's definitely really enjoyable, even when you're not into Formula One in general very much. It's very fun to watch these two weirdos race against each other and then lose their shit about it. It's very fun.
Yeah,
well, one of us does.
I mean, I don't care really. Yeah,
I really care. That's also a lot more than I should. True.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to like crash out, aren't I, a couple of times just to let you get in the lead.
Yeah,
if you could,
that'd be great.
Well, I'd be like, okay, do I need...
Would you take a lead like this, though? One that's not deserved?
Look, if that means I'm in first place and I've got the most points, I'll take it.
Eddie's a win at all costs, yeah.
Yeah.
If I need to be on his good side, I have to make sure he wins the race.
I'm not interested in being honourable. I just want to win.
That's fair.
Interesting.
That's yeah.
You and Amanda are really very much more alike than I thought.
Does that mean you're like me then, Moni?
I mean...
Oh, you poor thing.
Yes.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm sure we'll be doing some more YouTube stuff as well in the future. We might go to some events. Ben might work out how to use his gimbal.
How dare you?
And we might
always buying the new iPhone, and he doesn't need one anymore.
All that. So yes, yeah, so we might go to some more events. We might make some other videos and things.
When I'm living
there,
we're going to make some great YouTube, like, you know, funny fail videos. I'm going to film myself like going into the bedroom when Ed's asleep and making a lot of noise and like filming his reaction, you know, those kind of videos.
Don't you fucking dare. If you touch me while I'm asleep, you are booted out.
Hey, I'm signed a contract.
You sleep on the couch.
Let alone putting it on fucking TikTok or something.
Like Jackass, you know, just get a big fish and slap it on your face.
No, you will not.
No. I'm stressed for you, like, about this, Ed.
We're not doing TikTok couple dances or anything either. No, like, that's not happening.
I don't dance. I've got a boat.
I know you don't.
I mean, that don't work.
Ed dances, though. Tell us about your dance moves, Ed.
Shit, as the dirty ant takes a sip of wine. Tell us about your dance moves, young man.
Wow. I think I might pee myself.
Don't do that, Molly.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Don't do it. Do it, Molly. Do it.
Don't do it.
Think of the views.
As if I would film in my crotch or something.
Oh, put it on your Twitter circles.
I ain't got no circles.
You're going to leave one on that chair if you laugh much more.
I mean, I want a new one anyway, if that's how I get rid of it. That's what it takes. I'm not going to pee on the chair.
No, you need to put a towel down like Ed does. He has to in case he gets a little bit excited.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense in these fucking chairs.
Are you sitting on a towel now, Ed?
Yes.
Are you only in your boxers from the waist down?
No comment.
There you go.
No comment.
Look, I stupidly bought a faux leather gaming chair that is very sweaty in the summer because you stick to it. So I put a towel down so that there is material there.
Yeah, makes so much sense. Mm.
There's like a list of... of like big things that we're gonna get when I move in, like, you know, nice new sofa, nice, you know, OLED.
Doesn't need a new sofa.
Oh, it's one of the cheap IKEA ones. It cries every time I sit on it. A nice LG OLED TV.
I bought that with my hard earned money, thank you very much, and that is all that I can afford.
Doesn't mean you need to have a cheap to keep fan. It forever. Yeah.
You also bought this with your hard earned money.
let's
remember this. This is the esports cap for those that are listening. But and like an OLED. And one of them needs to be a Herman Miller chair.
Yes, that's top of the list. If you could buy me a Herman Miller chair for me to use permanently while I'm working from home and streaming, that would be wonderful. Thank you, Ben.
Can you buy me one too?
Herman Miller's for all. There we go.
Yes, I'm here.
Sponsored
for that.
By Ben. Yeah. Perfect.
And
I'm in. Exactly. Thank you so much, Ben. That's really nice of you.
Oh, I wish. Hey, if they ever want to sponsor me, I would, you know, multiple streams, I would say how great and how much I love Herman Miller chairs. If they send me one.
Would.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
This is the moment where I say I'm thinking of getting one.
Of course, money.
I would like a chair.
Yeah, you're just really sitting
on the floor.
Yeah, Amanda's sat on a pile of books right now with a shawl thrown over it.
This is Tom's hand-me-down chair that he's had for like 15 years.
Oh, that's why Tom is standing now.
Mm-hmm, I may as well be sitting on a pile of books that might be more comfortable.
I want to know what that thing is behind you on the wall. It looks like a giant mosquito that's been like strung up.
That looks like a mosquito.
What mosquitoes are you catching?
On the side. What's the dead thing on the side? It looks like
it's like, you know, some feathers or something.
Like a, I think it's a. Is it a fish?
Oh, you can't see that on the stream over here. Oh, that's my feathers.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Oh, you can't see. Oh, it's feathers. Okay,
it's feathers.
They're the tickle.
They were on my altar and they were taking up too much space, so I moved them to the wall.
Isn't it like a thing that people like when they get like tied up and then like have a feather
tickling?
You mean
balls.
A dream catcher
tickled around?
I would not enjoy being touched with these feathers.
Okay. Oh, they can't see it.
They're very pretty, though.
We see them behind the scenes. You see your keyboard as well.
Yes.
I mean, it can drag Amanda around if people want to see
a giant tub of maple syrup.
Yeah, that's over there, too.
Maple syrup. Sorry. There we go.
Thanks. Here's all my things.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
Is it ruined it now, Money, for you?
What? No.
Money knows how to work a stream, Ben.
Can't relate.
He wouldn't know.
Mind you, I do everything for Ed. That's another thing as well. So Ed got into streaming when... You actually got into streaming after interviewing me and all
that. Is true. It was... Yeah, I've been streaming just over a year.
And you made me and Money set everything up for you.
I did not make you. So I...
The amount of times you say, I will do this on the weekend.
Right. So you were not the first streamer that I watched, Ben. There were other streamers that I watched before you.
Wow, what? That's the first time hearing
now
about this.
Truth comes out.
My God.
Relationship based on lies.
Yeah, well, because I did a piece as a freelancer, which was one of my first big pieces, which was for The Guardian, and it was called Shantae You Play, The Drag Queens of Gaming. And from that, I interviewed Dia. And I got watching Dia.
Do not mind being, you know,
second to Dia
is completely... Although you also then interviewed John and Justin, and I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, then I started with them, and then got into Rainbow Arcade, and then that
remember Rainbow Arcade?
How I found you, was through Rainbow Arcade.
Oh, Rainbow Arcade, I remember them.
But anyway, yeah, so I never really thought about streaming as something that would be fun. I was like, why do you want to watch somebody else play a video game? I'd rather just...
I watched your stream last night, and I still don't think you quite realise whether it's fun or not, do you?
No, I mean, that's very true. To be honest.
See, I have that same question. I'm like, why do I want to watch people play video games?
The thing is, I think what I've realized is that I don't watch streamers to see them play video games. I watch streamers because
to build
I want
a
to be part of a community.
Oh.
And no, Ben. And I want to be part of a community and make friends and meet people who you then meet in person at TwitchCon. And it's that community side that is the reason that I think Twitch has really blown up.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then I got into, decided, you know what, I'm going to start streaming myself and give it a go. Also from a sort of journalism point of view of, I want the sort of insider knowledge of what it's actually like to stream yourself, which is then helpful when you're writing stories about Twitch. It's like you understand the significance of, oh, their payout is now $50 instead of $100 or whatever. You're like, okay, I understand why that's important because now I might actually get a payout. So it's that sort of personal thing that also helps with the journalism as well. But yes, Moni was very helpful. My first stream was a stream within a stream with Moni basically saying, do this, now click that. Click and then here. I was like, oh, now I've made a GIF. Yay.
Moni is kind of the best when it comes to helping with the stream.
Moni is so
Yes,
patient.
Moni, I need help.
Moni is the best, just in general.
No. He had this, you know that he's really far into his gin when he starts saying shit like that.
I've not even finished my glass.
I will just say, money is shit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me back.
Shit.
Always. Satin I will shit. Always tell you that you are shit.
Love that about you. Oh, man. What a journey it has been, though, honestly. And none of us goes to Ben's streams to watch his game, to watch his gameplay and stuff. So that's never the case.
That's fair.
You can't really be bad at Animal Crossing, can you?
I haven't played that in forever.
I mean, he was not playing... very great.
I actually thought Ben was great at Animal Crossing, but that's... Yeah. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I said that out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
But also,
you
like...
caused this face again.
Fuck.
That smug face is literally my least favorite thing in life.
Honest, understand.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Your chin gets so high and your neck gets so long and your face gets so shiny.
This is so warm in here and I can't wait to not live in
that. I mean, you just wore the hat.
Take your pants off
before.
As well. You'll be fine.
I'll take my pants off later.
We can wait.
I'm wearing pants, thank you very much.
Oh, pants or pants? I'll keep those on.
Sorry.
I ain't wearing no pants.
It's one Canadianism that I cannot break.
Trousers. Yeah. We got to, it was great to meet you as well in TwitchCon in July. Both of you.
Well, it was really great to meet Ed.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah. Wow. You're welcome.
I hated every moment of it.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Was happy it was over and I got COVID afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we gave Moni COVID. It was great.
I don't understand how you two walked away without COVID.
It's true.
I have no idea how we avoided it either. We were riddled with everything else, just not COVID.
I mean, yeah. That's true. I'm glad you took your gonorrhea home with you.
Yeah, sharing it between us.
That's permanent now.
Yeah. Don't worry, they've they've healed.
Great.
Grim.
But yeah, so if...
Do you mean this face, Ton?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, not that face. Not
the best
face?
Mm-hmm. Have to wait for my co-host to get it on.
I already have it on. You can't see it anymore.
No, I can. I'm looking through the eye holes.
Okay.
I don't have one.
There we go.
I also do not have one, thankfully.
Yeah, it's because I have all of them.
I don't think I need one.
That would be so fucking meta, though. If
wouldn't
you had
it?
A head on your head.
It'd be amazing. Anyways, yeah. We have those forever.
We do have those forever. Sorry, I need to burp for a second.
Oh, cat.
There's a cat.
There's a cat.
Where's the, I saw Yoshi earlier walking behind you, Moni. It was a while ago.
The way you're looking under the chair.
It's because he's like
treat.
Under the
treat.
Table. Oh, he already knows what... Oh. Yoshi.
Tanchi has behaved since the paw attack.
Did you just shake a jar? Oh, of treats.
With treats.
It was like jam.
No, she's shaking an empty jar that makes no noise.
Yoshi, listen to
that's
the air.
Mark my fucking dog is.
Air. No, my wine.
Cats are allowed wine, aren't they?
No.
Hello.
He's a dog.
See, this is where both of you trump us, because neither of us have a pet to hold.
Not
right now.
Yet.
Oh, rub it in, Ed.
Eventually. Oh, there we go. Say hi.
Oh,
there we
heard
go.
For the microphone.
Oh, she purrs podcast. Into the microphone. Come on, say something.
She's like, stop holding me. Here's my butt.
Yeah, fart. A big yawn.
Big yawn.
Anyway, this is a great podcast because no one's talking. We're just looking at pets.
Heavily, I can heavily breathe into the microphone, though.
It's my favorite kind of podcast. No talking, just pets.
What, Ed, are you the purring kitty now?
Yes.
She's like, no, I'm
what
not looking
weird
at the camera.
Full moment circle because... Never mind.
Well, now we have to hear that story.
Complete the circle, please.
Moment. Full circle moment. Because Ben already purred in his first podcast here.
I don't remember that. I had a couple of lager shandies, I think.
Lager shandies.
It doesn't take long, does it, man?
Well, you know.
Look who's talking.
We might have played Mario Kart, and I might have drunk quite a bit of gin, and then wandered over
to Ed's.
Did we
play Mario Kart?
No, we didn't play Mario Kart.
No, but this is a time when I got merry and then went over to Ed's, and...
Oh, I remember that.
You were forced to sit and drink water.
He hates me now.
I was made to sit on the chair, the sweaty chair that Ed's sitting on. It honestly, I could barely get off it. I had to peel myself off it. It was it's a very sweaty chair. And I remember being I was just very happy. I'm a very happy drunk.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I was just worried about you. My grandmother always said those are good
people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really vom. I vom if I've had like whiskey or something. I mean, I vom just drinking like one glass of whiskey because it's disgusting stuff. Exactly. That's the face I pull. That is what I do when I drink whiskey.
How dare you? No Kit Kat.
Whiskey's like what a have mix you opened? Of like Sick and CD cleaner kind of mixed in one. It's not nice.
Whiskey is what? My favorite.
Yeah, Sick and CD cleaner.
Is that what you say whiskey tastes like?
Exactly, tastes like that.
I like a whiskey sour.
I love a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
And a whiskey ginger and lime.
Mm-hmm. Can I just have a whiskey and something is fine.
I'm also, whiskey straight is also fine.
We went to the hotel in a hotel in Cardiff, and I was like, "Okay, can I have an amaretto on the rocks?" And they're like, "No, don't have any." And I was like, "Can I have a Bailey's on the rocks? Want something a bit sweet?" No. And then they were like, "But we've got a blah 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 you can have." And I said, "Okay, that's fine." Had it, I got it, and had a drink of it, and like nearly spat it out all over Ed. What was it again?
Cognac.
Wow.
Cognac, yeah. Apparently cognac's very similar to Bailey's and Amaretto.
It's not.
What? Ugh. It's not.
No, not God. So much.
It was vile. Ugh.
The last time I drank whiskey straight, I drank a lot of whiskey straight, and I was playing Dungeons & Dragons with my friends, and I don't remember from like most of it in, and I had to ask our DM to tell me like everything that happened afterwards, because I was like... What did we do last night? Oh, that sounds really bad. I locked myself in a jail for most of the night, though, so like it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Do you know what I really like? A where really drunken, a really drunken escape room.
Oh yes.
Actually, in no. Person, I would be for even Halloween. Worse in that.
Yeah.
You for mean Halloween. With your competitiveness?
Okay. I love an escape room, but I am very much the person who would be ordering everyone around, being like, "Why can't you solve this stupid fucking maths puzzle? Oh my god, myself.
We are too much the same, Ed. I can't." Okay, so we need to go and do a sober escape room, and then get drunk and go and do a drunk escape room.
Whereas yes. I, as a northerner, will be like, "I paid for an hour. I'm staying in here an hour."
No, Ed, the point of it, or Ben, the point of an escape room is get out as fast as you possibly can.
I paid for a full hour. I'm staying there for the full hour.
Okay, and then me and Ed will solve the whole thing, and it'll be fine.
Great. I did one once where we actually solved it and the door was open, but we just hadn't realised. So we literally stayed in overtime, and we were like, "I just don't know what to do next." And they're like, you solved it. The door's open. And we were like, oh.
Did you still get your little certificate?
Amazing.
I don't know. I don't think we got a certificate.
I don't. I've never done an escape room.
Oh, well then, what? No, you don't get a certificate.
No.
So is this our Halloween plan?
Oh, I think it should be.
Sure. Yes. A Halloween escape room. Can't wait to see Ed kiss himself in real life.
Can it be scary?
Absolutely, it can be scary.
Okay. Also can we live stream it?
Escape room.
We'll turn Ed's...
With
we'll
the gimbal? The
if flat. We're allowed to, then yeah.
Can we turn the flat into an escape room and stream it?
I will lock you in it and never let you leave, then yeah.
Wow.
It's kinkier than I thought this would be.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Actually, so, I'd rather you did leave.
Very possessive, yeah. You know.
Can I just lock you out and your escape room is having to try and get in?
Or imagine one of my favourite quotes. I think it's from the IT crowd, and it's like, "Oh, will you close the door for me?" And they're like, "Okay." And like, "No, from the other side."
So this has turned into chaos. I love it. Do you guys want to say anything else before we finish up the podcast and just dissolve into chaos?
Go on, Ed, give us an essay.
Yes. Give us an essay.
What have you been playing this week, Ed?
Where can people find you?
Oh, well, that was the question after this one, Moni. Oh, wow. Like, way not to let them have final thoughts.
Sorry. Then have final thoughts there. Go ahead.
What are your final thoughts, Ed? What are you doing tomorrow, Ed?
I don't think I can say.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, because there's only a few people listening, and by the time this releases, it will already be done.
It's off to see Queen Elizabeth.
I am working, but I'm going out somewhere to do some things that will be written about on Friday, I think.
Does it involve the Queen?
So everybody go read Eurogame on Friday.
I mean...
Which is last Friday by the time this podcast is out.
Yeah, just read Eurogame. Eurogame is great.
And read the comments. They're the best part.
No, don't do that.
No, don't read the comments. Literally don't read the comments anywhere on the internet.
Thank you, fellow podcasters, for having us.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a final thought necessarily, apart from podcasting's great. Listen to all of us.
I don't have a first
just chat
thought.
Shit.
Yeah. Chat shit, drink wine and gin.
Yeah.
Yes. Tom and I went to see Bodies, Bodies, Bodies last night, and there is a podcast rant in it that had me peeing myself. I was laughing so hard. So the movie is kind of mediocre. The podcast rant, 10 out of 10. Go see it just for that.
What's the film about?
Bodies.
And Bodies, Bodies and Bodies, yeah. Part yeah.
It's a Gen Z slasher film.
I'll wait
it's pretty
for,
terrible,
for it on VHS.
But also I wanted to see how it ended. So, I mean, I literally would not get up to go pee because I wanted to see how it ended. So that's saying something.
If for you it does. The wonder did your bladder even manage to do that.
Honestly. And it has nobody in it that I really know, except I think Pete Davidson might be famous.
Was it but
I don't
really.
I assume so. Yeah. I haven't seen it to really know.
There's somebody called Amandla Stenberg. Rachel Sennott.
Are they hot at least?
It is like the most Gen Z film you will ever see.
Nobody is, you know, tickles my pickle.
But go see it for the podcast rant. That's my final thoughts of today.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it when it's on Netflix in 3 years.
probably the best call, yeah. We have a cinema pass, so we pay like £10 a month and we can go see every single movie.
Oh, God.
Oh, do you have to go to Cineworld though?
No, Omniplex.
Oh, see, in London, it's like over £10 just for one ticket for one film.
Right. It's the same here.
We went to see Nope, and I paid £25 per ticket.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Because you decided to go and watch it in the IMAX.
Oh, it was so much better. I refuse to go to the cinema in Croydon anymore. It's awful.
Yeah, but it's like £6.
It's awful. That's why. It's £6 because nobody in their right minds would go there. I got threatened with an umbrella outside of it that one time. Exactly.
Threatened with an umbrella.
I got threatened with an umbrella.
I mean, you did.
What, like to poke you or to be held over you?
I pretended to whack me in the face with it as we were walking out. And it was like, what? That was weird. Yeah, £50 for two.
Unbelievable.
I mean, thanks for paying, man. Appreciate it.
I'm such a mug.
Did you
time.
Have a nice time, Ed? Yeah,
I had a great time.
I love that it's only costing
£1
a little.
You were supposed to say nope.
Oh,
I love that it's only costing a little bit more to go see Dear Evan Hansen for two next Thursday or next Wednesday. That's actually, you know, in person.
I think I did provide popcorn, but that's because I went to the supermarket and bought a cheap bag.
So cheap. Who's the northerner?
I hate cinema popcorn.
I love it.
Yeah, it's I love awful. It. What's wrong with you?
It's so bad. It's good.
Good popcorn. I mean, I'll eat it.
I love it.
But
I used to work.
Did you make your own popcorn then, or did you buy some?
No, like go to the supermarket, but buy like a decent brand of popcorn.
No, I would much rather have
as opposed to like hot cardboard.
You have to get sweet and salty.
Oh, for sure. Of course.
You weird sweet popcorn people are weirding me the fuck
out. Pure salt for me, and massive drinks, and then needing a pee in the middle. That is me.
In Canada, you only get salted popcorn or butter. You can add butter to it.
See, I like a mix.
I've seen that in the US. It's super fucking weird.
Butter. Butter's for scones and toast.
No, it's
butter
not.
Is also for popcorn.
Yeah, I would absolutely put butter on popcorn.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah, but then I would need some sweet after that. Because you need like
chocolate on the side.
Dessert, so you need a mix.
What about
you need
nacho?
Like your salty buttery with your bag of chocolate.
But nacho cheese sauce.
Not on your popcorn, though.
Nachos, yes, not
get
cheese
sticky,
sauce.
Cheesy fingers.
And what about the hot nuts? Can we talk about your hot nuts?
Oh, yes.
That's only if you reach the bottom of the bag and go through.
Okay.
You don't cut a hole in there, just for easy access?
You just...
Well, when the butter is, like, melting the bottom of the bag, you don't need to cut a hole.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you don't want a melty, soggy bottom. That's the last thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no, we were, we saw that. That was good. But to obviously Dear Evan Hansen next week, which is a musical, apparently, not a movie. Was it a musical first or a movie first?
It was a musical first, and then it was made into a movie with the same guy in the lead, whose name I've forgotten.
Ben Platt.
That's the one.
I know that because my colleague's brother dated him.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Now we know that too.
Mm-hmm. Another story.
But yes.
Where can we find you?
Here.
In the cinema.
Yeah. With a bag of popcorn.
On the back row.
In the back row.
A dick in a bag of popcorn.
I was going to say.
Dick in a box.
Dick in a bag.
You've got your dick in a box.
Don't put your dick in salty popcorn.
No, that's going to hurt.
You sound like you've experienced that before.
Or hot butter.
Mm, yeah, wait till it cools down.
It would be... Never mind.
Go on, please continue.
So where can we find you?
Well, you can find us on Twitch. We stream the podcast Swapping Joysticks every Thursday on Ben's channel.
Mine.
Which is what, Ben?
Incredible.
No.
What a bullshit name. Lie.
Okay, name. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Biggest Benus on Twitch. Oh, yeah, you can get all our deets, which is what the Gen Z folks say, at swappingjoysticks.com. That is www.swappingjoysticks.com, a website created by the one, the only, Moni Does Stuff.
Mm. It's not even called a website, that. It's just a page.
That's a website?
Yeah, that is a website.
Whatever.
Oh, and we're on Twitter at Swap Joysticks.
Yes.
Because swapping joysticks was one letter too long.
We could also
that
have,
still really bothers me.
We could always have swapping joystick.
No.
No. Oh, landing joysticks. Page.
But yes, go follow us in there if you would like to see or hear more.
But yeah, we've got some video play. Because when I've moved in there, we'll hopefully have a bit more time to do some more video content for YouTube as well. Not just.
Sounds good.
And the new Formula Joysticks is on the weekend?
No, we're off for a few weeks now. No! Yep. We are following the calendar now, so the next one is in Singapore in, I think it's 2 weeks on Sunday?
Yep. Which gives me time to practice. So
he needs
that's
it.
That's fine.
Watch the last couple of races.
He just was unfortunate.
Unfortunate that barrier had moved in front of
you
his car.
You were also unfortunate the first five races, so shut your mouth just because you got lucky twice.
Thank you for being on my side, Moni.
I get lucky all the time.
And that's all we have for you this week on Geek Herring. We'll see you again next week on another episode. I can't even say it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be another one.
It's
going to
be great. Better than this one.
No, we can't top it.
It will be much better than this.
Yeah, you can top us easily.
We will do that all the time anyway. yeah, that's it. Bye.
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 If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.